Hi, my name is Sabrina, and I watched video number 3, which is a video about preschool children investigating about rocks. In this video, it talks about how the teachers went about their lesson and how they implemented the inquiry-based learning approach in class and outdoors. As I watched the video, one of the first roles I saw the teachers play was to be a planner, as they carefully planned out the different processes, questions, tasks, and activities that they would like to carry out with the children. As explained in the video, the teachers all sat down together to discuss and create a web on rocks, and they came up with a list of standards that they would require to focus on, what kind of learning they would like the children to be involved in, and planned an activity menu to create language and literacy, sensory, dramatic, block, and numeracy activities. The teachers also played the roles as reflectors and made sure to communicate and converse with each other constantly in the classroom in order to reflect and check on themselves to see if what they are conducting in class is on track and to create the best learning experience for the children, and if the lesson is meeting with what the needs of the children are currently. On top of that, the teachers also played the role of a facilitator to help facilitate and conduct the activities and investigations with the children. As seen in the video, I saw that the teacher gave a chance for children to share their ideas and thoughts on what they think would be inside the geo-rock, and then she would write the ideas down onto the whiteboard. The teacher asked questions such as, "How can we find out what is inside this rock? And what kind of tools do you think we may need to use to open up these geo-rocks?" The children all replied with unique answers, such as banging the rock onto the ground to find something pink inside the geo-rock. When the children were using the hammer to open the geo-rocks, the teacher would then step aside to let them try and only come to their aid when they needed help, or to ask open-ended questions. This activity helps children to practice their predicting skills as they try to figure out what is inside these geo-rocks. The teachers also played a role of a supporter through providing hints and open-ended questions to help children think and problem-solve their situation, such as when the children were building a tower with the rocks and the tower fell, the teacher gave them a clue by asking, "Is there a rock in there that needs to be swapped around to make the tower stand taller than before?" Through this activity, the children were able to use the process skill of recording and observing as they record the tower of rocks that they have built together. From this activity, it was also interesting that we could see that the children had different ways of recording. Some of the children had the artistic flair to draw the whole tower out, while some started tracing the rocks to record the different towers. In addition, the teachers also played the roles as classroom managers. As I saw in the video, one teacher was discussing with the class on the rocks that they have collected from the river stream, while another teacher was helping to settle the children down, such as asking them to take a seat so that they could listen to what the teacher and their other classmates are saying and sharing. In the video, I saw that the teachers brought the children to the stream nearby that they always visit to look at the rocks there. It was very intriguing to me as it was not a very common activity that teachers in the local context get to carry out here in Singapore. I felt that this is a very good experience for the children, as it really gives the children the first-hand experience in practicing the process skill of investigating the different rocks that they could find by the stream in their natural environment. The children also experimented by throwing the different rocks to hear the sounds made by small and big rocks, and they also used tools such as a big stick to flip over larger rocks that they can't move with their small fingers. I found the inquiry-based learning approach to be quite interesting, as it allowed a chance for the teachers to take a step back and let the children discover the world around them for themselves. This video taught me that the inquiry-based learning also gives children the opportunity to explore and ask about what they are interested in knowing, giving children some autonomy over their own learning. I believe that through self-discovery is where children are able to actively be involved and understand their surroundings with deeper meaning and learning. A question that I would like to ask about the inquiry-based learning is, how do the teachers know when the children's investigations and all the learning has gone too far deep? And when do they know where to stop? As in the inquiry-based learning, the children are mostly the ones to drive what they want to learn and find out more.